From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, ag producers around the country, especially those here in Washington State, are facing plenty of challenges in recent years, from finding an adequate workforce to the rising cost of doing business. But Washington State Tree Fruit Association President John Devaney says those challenges may be getting a bit more attention in Olympia.
There is a growing recognition of the strain that the industry, or the tree fruit industry and agriculture in general, is under. We've been seeing actions like the Ag Viability Study that our State Department of Agriculture has sponsored.
At least, Devaney says, from what the study seems to indicate.
They've had the initial results published and are going to have a phase two of that study coming out later this year in advance of the next legislative session that identifies a lot of those pressures that agriculture is facing and tries to make some recommendations. Identify some areas for further discussion on what might be done to alleviate those pressures on producers here in the state.
Even the bad bills, Devaney says, are getting some pushback.
Some of the feedback we received was that those didn't move forward because there was a recognition across the board that agriculture really can't take any more hits at the moment. So now is not the time to do those things, even if some of the legislators still think that they were good ideas.
Devaney says those pressures are getting more recognition and attention towards what can be done to help.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.